Hello, this is Stephen Childs, The Way of Fairness. So I'm hearing telepathically they're going to burn somebody up with gasoline. And they keep taunting me and tormenting me. And then they tell me to shut up. And it's them that started it. And I want Shiva to finish it. If they want to bring gasoline fires into this story, Shiva is the king of the fire that destroys all the evil at the end of the world. So Shiva is the most powerful father god there is. And that's the story. And here's also the story. Do not piss Shiva off. Hitler took Shiva's swastika and killed 6 million Jews. And they claimed their father god was the most powerful. Think about that. So are there really gods? I think there are actually like extraterrestrials or something. Yeah. So there's a lot of speculation that Shiva is indeed an extraterrestrial. And you can hear this from people in India that are speculating about this. So that's something that's real. It's not mythology. We have mythological stories about these powers. Jesus is a mythological story about such a power. Now maybe Jesus actually, the father's actually Shiva. Who knows? You know, this is just a story. So make it up as you want, like the Gnostics did. They said Yahweh was a laughingstock because he said he was jealous of the other gods. And then he says that he's the only God. Well, make up your mind, Yahweh. So, you know, it's the myths are messed up. They're not fact. We know they're not fact. People that think they're factual have been deceived. And it might be an honest mistake on their part. I explained that in a previous podcast, the honest mistake. So the problem I'm having is I want to be treated fairly. And here's my personal myth. My older brother wasn't fair to me. And of course, I'm telling it from my side. And I'm willing to accept responsibility for all the wrongs that was done by me. And try to make them right. So I agree to be fair and try to make things fair. So my feeling is that I was treated unfairly and I was not able to get him to stop. And I want to get him to stop being unfair to me. But I can't. And that, see, this is not just about my brother. It's about all the people. The brother is all the males in the world. Look at it that way. So they don't want me to get fairness, because fairness is when they get punished for being unfair to me. So of course they're trying to defeat me so I don't get fairness. They don't want me to get justice. Hail Satan. Satan is about justice. So it's kind of weird, because the God that they invented to be the evil God that was invented by Christianity, generally speaking, is now the high road of morality. Because nowadays Satan is all about justice, and justice is justice for all, or you don't have justice. So nowadays Satan is the high moral God and Jesus is the immoral, let people get away with doing evil. And Shiva doesn't let you get away with doing evil either. Hail Satan. Om Namo Shivaya. You know, so all you Christians, eat your heart out or else get a clue what's going on. There's a factual basis to reality, and it's not mythological stories. So I'm doing Hindu chants from the Sanskrit, from the Upanishads, that are much older than Christianity, and the chant is to achieve immortality. And I was looking into Seton Osiris the other day, and the resurrection of Osiris, because the evil god Set killed him and put the world into chaotic order where fairness was, there was no fairness, there was no justice. And so Isis brings back Osiris to life, and he has a child with her after being dead and brought back to life as a resurrected god. And so Horus is born. Horus is the falcon. And so this kind of connects with the Savior, Jesus. being the son that avenges the father's death. So, you know, this is mythology. But like I said, there's factual basis to this. I made a video about the secret, unknown, invisible ones. And I really think, I'm not sure, it's so hard to try to figure this out. I think they can arrange the light so they're all green for you. Or they can get you a parking spot next to the front of the store. So people pray for things. We pray for our team to win. And I think these higher beings, they can arrange it so that happens. But there's a price. Like if you make a deal with Satan, you have to pay your payment to Satan. If he owns your soul, he owns your soul. And I'm supporting him in that because you made the deal. So what is Satan? It's here again. It's one of these secret. We don't know what's really the truth. So it's secret to us. It's unknown. It's invisible. We can't see them. But they're here, obviously. And they are mind. They have a mind. And so anybody who does me wrong, I intend on punishing them for doing me wrong. And that's the way it is. And if you're that way, wonderful. Let's join together and stop the unfairness to us all. That's what it's all about, is getting treated fairly. So I'm not being respected, and I want to be respected. What I mean by respected is, it's an achievement of being fair. I agree to be fair to other people, and that's where my respect comes from. So, Hail Satan, Om Namo Shivaya. You know, these are higher powers than what people around here know about. So this is about justice for all. It's about fairness for everyone. It's not about getting away with doing people wrong and being forgiven for it. No, never. That makes me angry.